And we are on Chof Chesem and Beis. Hachin Rashutvin. Aloha Dalit. Hachin Rashutvin Shnafel Echomem. Oh, I have a calendar if you remind me to go to my jacket. You know what? Why don't you just take it out of the right, the right outside pocket? Should be that one. Either that one or the other one on the other side. Isn't there a little pocket block there? Yeah, I know there's a lot of stuff in there. My keys, my phone, so try the other side. Same pocket, the other side. There you go. Okay.
I'll check it out.
Doubt it. Well, anything is possible. Does not look like it. No, no. But it's on Shabbos. Who knows? Shabbos supersedes. All right. Anyway, enough of that. Says the Rambam Mishnah. Achad Shutvin, brothers who are partners. Shenafal Echad Mehem Lumlus. So one of them fell into the king's service. Now it seems they used to make money on this, okay, being in the king's service. I'm not sure exactly how you used to make money on it, but it used to be advantageous. Nafal Emtah, so he must have been chosen because of the estate, because the people from the various different estates got chosen, and he was the estate has not yet been divided up. So whatever money is made is realized as a result of his becoming being pressed into service, goods divided up among the state. Cholim and Yisrabi. Now, what if he got sick, one of the brothers, and got healed? Mishlatzim has got to pay that of his own pocket. Doesn't come out of the estate. Harin chesu miktsatzon shushvinas b'chaye ov. Some of the brothers were shushvinin during the lifetime of the father. Now, what this means is that while the father was alive, he sent a present to somebody's chasna, and we know that shoshvinas are presents which must be reciprocated. In other words, if you give shoshvinas to somebody, he's got to give you shoshvinas back. It's a quid pro quo, tit for tat. So therefore, when the shoshvinas is returned by the person to whom the father gave shoshvinas during his lifetime, when those presents are sent back, Chazal Emtza gets distributed among all members of the state. Shoshvinas nigvas abeisin. Shoshvinas is such a strong custom, it's collectible in a court of law. But shoshvinas is only where this is the chuppah is taking place. It's a gift given for the chuppah, and B, the person who says the shoshvinas goes to eat at the chasna. In other words, it's chuppah, chasna, and he attends. So then shoshvinas is the present given under those circumstances. However, if your friend sends you barrels of oil and barrels of wine as a wedding gift, not specifically shoshvinas, then it's not collectible in return. It's just giving for a present. So it has to be specifically in the manner of shoshvinas, which is given A, to a wedding at the time of the chuppah, B, where I attend the wedding. That's the shoshvinas which then collected in basin. If it's not given at the time of the chuppah, nor does the individual giving the shoshvinas attend the wedding, so that it's not collectible. It's not necessarily reciprocated in kind. Okay? Now, all of that is not relevant to our discussion here. Our discussion is purely about the brothers who were partners. Tanya, shoshvin. Brothers who were partners, shenofel echem ben lum musamelech. One of them fell to the service of the king. Moshe and Shetar. So they all changed it based on the Tosefta. When it's because of the property, meaning the estate was the one which had to provide the individual for the service of the king. Now this sounds like here they're losing money on the deal. So then the estate pays whatever price is being collected by the king in his service when one of them was pressed
it deserves.
If it's mikach atzmo, it says your Ahari is here, but it should be mikach atzmo if it's on his own. It says mikach babayis. First says that I changed the oris to nechosim. So not shabayim mikach nechosim, not mikach nechosim, mikach atzmo, if it's being this individual is being taken to service because of his high esteem and reputation personally, so then that's different. Then whatever loss is suffered by the individual, not by the estate. Kadah. Now this is like the following case, which seems to be the reverse. Although I'm not sure exactly. It could be I'm right, it could be I'm wrong about who's paying and who's receiving. Whether the people who are present service pay or receive is not clear in this Gemara. But we have this case here, the Kadah of Nachman Shmuel Bar Nachman. Rav Nachman, the son of Shmuel, the son of Nachman, nitpas the bule. He was pressed into service in the for the city bule. It's interesting, the Gilead Ephraim here goes a little bit maskil at the bottom. He starts speaking about bule having to do with the Greek word polis, it's polity. In English, and you know, as language cosmopolitan comes from polity, and those are the people, the leaders of the city. And buli is puli, and that has to do with politics, of course. Politics is comes from the Greek word poly or polity, and he goes into a little bit of discourse about this. And some Moshe brings out Constantinople, which means the city of Constantine. Okay, so a little bit of Greek here, learning here tonight. So polis is a city or the municipal government, and he was grabbed by the polis to serve in the municipal government. So
I think it was kind of by Romans.
I don't know how far the Romans got. It's a good question whether Poland has anything to do with that. So it says, absolutely, could be Rabbi Ami. Case came from Rabbi Ami. Amri said, in is benichse the Nachman, shenit paslo. If the property of Nachman, there was sufficient, he owns sufficient amount that he should be a designated member of the Politburo here. So there's another similar term. So then it's his benefit or his loss, whatever the case may be, and everything is from him, right?
It comes from his property.
If rather it's not his own chashivas, but the chashivas of the state, then whatever the gain is, whatever the loss is, again, I'm not sure which it is, it's from the middle, in other words, it's from the common, the common property owned by the state in joint. Okay? Call him this rape. We said if an individual got hit sick and then was healed, this rape minamza. He gets healed from this contradicts our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah it says that the healing comes from the individual. But here it says that there's some brisa which says the Sabbatim said that each individual member of the estate gets paid for his health insurance, so to speak, by the estate. All right, fine. Tainan Shingam Leo, Meir Shingam Leo says, Komako, he modifies this. He says, Komako Sheishwa, actually, he's not talking about it, so he's talking about Sumas. Komako Sheishwa Kita, any wound which has a specific allotted amount of time and expense to heal it.
So, hey,
a woman who wants to get healed must be healed on the basis of her ksuba, because it's not considered to be mizonos, which the husband is liable to give her, and there's no separate clause in the ksuba for giving medicine, so therefore it comes deducted from the sum total of her ksuba. She was from her ksuba as a result of the medicines which she needs. However, she'in lo kitzba, the ironic thing is that medicine which is perhaps more, well, is most likely, certainly more expensive, which is ongoing medicine. There is no course of treatment, right? It's just an ongoing thing. There's no kitzba. So then, that case, It starts in the other way. Komaka Shiesh Lokitza, which has a specific allocated amount, Misrapi Mitsubasa. She's healed on the basis of whatever she's going to get from Ksuba, it's a duck from her Ksuba. However, She'ein Lokitza, if it's a case where the medicine has no set amount, we don't know what the specific course of treatment will be. So then, Misrapi Minachosim. And it's like all other mizonos that her husband is required. If he provides his wife with ongoing mizonos, so too it's required to provide her with ongoing refuah. Okay, this is if the refuah has no specific set amount attached to it. In other words, we don't know how much she's going to need. So then it becomes like mizonos where we have no idea how much food your wife is going to eat. And therefore, it's an ongoing responsibility, just like some mizonos is. But if it's a set course of treatment, and we're precisely what it's going to cost, so then the husband doesn't pay for it. Rather, it comes out of the ksuva. The husband does pay for it. But it comes out, it's deducted off her ksuva, which she received at the end of the marriage. We deduct for whatever before he did for her. Okay? Says the Gemara further, Kata, we have a case. The case is the Rishim Barva. She had an eyeache. So she came to Rabbi Yechanan and asked him whether she can collect money from her husband. So he said to her, is your doctor have a set price? Obviously not. If he did in Kotzitz, if he had a set price, if he doesn't have a set price, your husband has to give it to you. Says Amar, how can Rabbi Yochanan have told you this? But we had this more back in Zubas. We learn Al Tasa Atzbucha Korcha Derim Chatz Vesholm. Never make yourself like an Orech Din. What's an Orech Din? A lawyer, right? Never make yourself like lawyers. And he was teaching her how to wheedle out the money, whatever she needs, and that's like being a lawyer, teaching people what to do. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Chagai, Sherashub Levi said, this is an answer. Rabbi Chagai, Sherashub Levi said, also Gausel Yochid Dino. No. It's all part of the question. So, we learned what does it mean? Also, God can't tell an individual what to do in order to marry in the court case. So, how could he tell her what's in order to marry here? So he said, That's right. Exactly. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan says, so how could Rabbi Yochanan said it to her what to do? So he said, she knew the Yisak Shera, begin King Galilei, and she knew that she's not going to play any monkey business, so therefore he told her what the Eitzah is, and assuming that she only use it if it's honest, right, which is that if her, there indeed is no
set treatment for a medicine,
then if she finds out that is truly the case, only then will she demand it for her husband. And he relied on her to do the right thing. It says more, Ba'la boy, hey in the cots. According to the main motion says it's a continuation, but I think it says I think what it means is like it's not a continuation, it's a different answer. Why could he tell her this about using medicine channel kitzva? Because Bala boy in the cuts, Rasmus obviously wants it to be a set course of treatment, because that way he doesn't have to pay out of pocket to come out of a ksuva, right? He boy hand look at she wants it not to be a set course of treatment, because then she will have mizonos and aksuva. The man shamin lolabala. So what do we listen to? Don't we listen to her husband? So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was giving her purely hypothetical advice, right? There was no way we're going to listen to her, that she should get the money, her husband will say, prove to me that it is not a set course of treatment. So you know what? The truth is that al tassel atzmo k'rachei adonim does not mean you can't tell people what's going to make them meritorious. Rather, it means you can't listen to one client without the other client being present. You can't listen to one litigant without the litigant being present. Since Armatanya Adada Tame Rabut Lestini Amei, it's and the Pinchati so changes to Baldini Amei. It's if your co-litigant doesn't come with you to court, then you can't discuss. The core litigant does not come to court, the defendant or the plaintiff. You can't discuss with the fellow who came to court what strategy should be. That's don't make it sound like Korche Deori. However, Brambudis Dinim Rimei, in the case where his co-litigant, Baldin, is with him, Amarle Milsa, in that case, you can even give an Eitzah to one of them, as long as the other one knows what kind of Eitzahs you're giving him. So the Arche Dayanim is specifically to hear one guy before the other guy, but more than that, you are potentially allowed to do. So you have three reasons why Rabbi Yochanan was allowed to say to her, in this case, check out if it has a set amount or not. One reason is because she's Nishik Sharon, she's not going to lie. The other reason is that her husband has the upper hand, and therefore he's going to find out first, and he'll enforce whatever he sees to be the case. And the final answer was that the only time you don't can be a lawyer is when you don't have both plaintiff and defendant in front of you. But when both plaintiff and defendant are in front of you, then you can give eitzos to either side of the affair. Okay? Halachay, masnisin, hashlech sivlonus beischav, is someone who sends pre-marriage gifts to his father's father-in-law's household. Now, of course, this is also a very highly ritualized procedure in the old days, when people used to give gifts to their future in-laws. That was a mistake. Hashem says based on Shliach Shomei Amara. I like my in-laws. That was not for the record. Shliach Shomei Amara. If the chassan sent there $100, right? And then he went to eat a meal in his in-law's house, even if he wasn't actually married to him. He just ate a meal, so he loses all the money which he gave. So that's why it's not a good idea to give the siblonus ahead of time.
Why does he lose?
Because the siblonus are given on not on the assumption that he's going to marry the girl, but rather than the assumption he'll accept it into his father-in-law's house. And lo and behold, when he ate there, he was accepted into his father-in-law's house. So he doesn't get it back. He paid for that privilege. It's the $500 a plate dinner. That's the principle which is involved. Okay? So that's what it says here. Shasha Mayamana here, it's $1,000. Yeah, but before the Nisuin. Yeah. Right. Right. Pre-marital gifts. Pre-chuppah gifts. Pre-chuppah.
Well, what was he expecting to get out of this?
Goodwill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
fat dowry.
Fat dowry?
Fat dowry. Not fat girl. Fat dowry.
He thought maybe they would put the $100 into the dowry?
Probably not. But he thought eventually they'd be reciprocated. Okay? So, if he ate a chasus, chasus people didn't eat because his father-in-law bought him a falafel. He can't collect back the zivlonos. Lo chasum chasun, if he never got to eat in his father-in-law's house and then the marriage was called off, he gave a divorce, Ariel Nikvin, then he gets the zivlonos back. Shlefsilos merubin, they shavoi mo base bala. Now, here, actually, this is your case. He sent a large amount of zivlonos in order that some of it should come back, right, as her dowry. Are elu nigbin. These are collected. Now, what does it mean, these are collected? He can collect it back, right? Zivlonos muatuk, they should stamish b'aviyu b'esaviyah. If he sent her small packages, only for her to use while she's in her father's house, And anyway, he can't collect them back. Okay, again, the collecting back is only assuming that he never ate their meal. Okay? Chavan asher shlech larusas l'sivlenis mum. So an individual sent to his fiancée, large sivlenos. Amalin Krivo, his relative, said, you idiot, loti tom tamon klum. Now you've done that for sure, whenever you go to visit there, don't taste the thing. Why not taste the thing? Because you taste the thing, you lose the sivlenos. He went and didn't listen. And he ate. Vinova based on a house fell on him. As far as I was right? His wife's family, who arranged for the house to fall on him, they got all the sivlanas because he ate them once and therefore they got to keep it. Okay. Chavin Asher, individual, Shilech, he sent his betrothed, Asim Varva Karios, 24 carriages, and Mine Cheres, various different types of lettuce. May Bezan says, Rachin Shvus, Pesan Shvus, which I assume is not the lettuce season. Vlois Kashra, Bonabon, didn't have difficulty where he got so many types of lettuce. That's possible. El Minon, I see Zer, Dikitan, the Zaysen. Questions from where he found flax and olive seeds, which are obviously very expensive at that time of year. Don't ask me why, I have no clue. Rabbi Pareda Uke Rabbi Yudin Nasiya. Rabbi Pareda gave honor to Rabbi Yudin Nasi by giving train pugli and giving him two turnips, Ben Reshat Utsoma Rab Utsoma, in Chim Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Five of Pakish Mitzvahs, right, the Shemitah's over, so he couldn't have grown mostly during Shemitah because then it'd be Osir. Right, so therefore it's after Shemitah. Five Isbutu and Gama, each one could be borne by a camel so large. Amalei Rebbe said, he did not see it, he should be forbidden. Then they go wild during Shemitah until it goes wild during Shemitah is forbidden. Stuff which is normally cultivated. Amalei said, no. The Paki Shemitah is darin. I planted them at Bepaki, means at the outset of Shemitah. So if it's not a problem. Rebbe saw how quickly things grow during when Klal Yisrael is in the right situation. So then, Rebbe Likach Yerek Motzei Shvi Subad Miyan. He allowed people to take to buy fruit and vegetables immediately after Shemitah's over, not being choshesh that perhaps they're from Shemitah produce. Why is that? Because we see things grow so fast in Israel, so it's quite likely that even after Shemitah's over, stuff grew overnight, and that's what you're actually purchasing, not something which was used for Shemitah. Okay, Halachavav. Shchim Rosh Kosov called the Chosov Lacher. Shchimer wrote all of his private to other people. Shiakako Kosho, if he left some land for himself, that means that obviously he was of sound and lucid mind. So then, Manoso Kayemis. Whatever gift he gives is sustained. But Shiakako Kosho, if he didn't leave any land, Manoso Kayemis. Then the gift is not a valid gift, meaning that if he does not succumb to the disease, he rises from the sickbed, he gets everything back that he gave. Lokas about Shchimera, they didn't write Shchimera in the document before Mer Shchimera, he sees, and he says, I was a Shchimera. Then when Brian, they say, Baloney, you weren't a Shchimera, now you're a Shchimera. But then you weren't a Shchimera. Tzarech Lovi Raya, Shishchimira Haya. Yes, bring right that he was Shchimira Divraimir. Chamechon said, Motzachabera, O love Haraya. They want to prove him guilty. They have to produce the evidence. Okay? Says Gemara. Rabbi Yerushim Rav said, Shema Talton lost a clue. What is it considered to be a gift which is binding only if you left land? In that case, we say, even if you became healed again, we say, when you gave the gift, you meant to give it permanently. Why? Because otherwise you wouldn't have retained something to yourself. That retained something to yourself means that at least it was a reasonable chashash You expect it to survive. So therefore, there's no demand of Shemira. By the way, it's a little bit of a catch-22 here, which one of the fortune discusses, I forget who, which is how do you get to a case where they have but if, however, the estate, the father, left you money, and with that money you bought land, it's as if you were left land. In other words, no, it's a bad translation. If you left over Metafli, then it's a meaningless gesture, because the reason why, when you leave over, the gift is sustained, even though you're a Shrim Meira, is because we know that you're planning ahead. Because otherwise, why would you leave stuff over? If you're planning ahead, this is not a gift given necessarily solely on the account of death. It's not given solely on the account of death, so even if you survive, it's a valid gift. But if all you left was Metalklin and not real estate, that's not planning ahead. The old days, Metalklin was considered to be so unreliable that that's not planning ahead. That doesn't indicate that you were intended to give the gift whether you survived or not. So if you left over land for yourself, that indicates you intended the gift to be valid whether you survived or not. Okay? So Yishim Rab said, Shir Metalli Lo So Klub Eleniach Lamos. However, if you left for yourself money, which theoretically should be Metalli, but and Laka Kaka, and you bought real estate, in other words, you gave away all your real estate, but left money to buy more real estate, then Kibisha Shir Kaka, if you left land itself, and if, excuse me, in that case, it's considered to be retention, and the gift is sustained even if you rise from your deathbed. The daughter to tamer lo shiar karka koshue madnasim adon. And after they say also that if you didn't leave yourself land, your gift is not a gift. Boso, it should be boso shehivri. It's when you got better again, of course, right? Avo im lo, again, it should be lo hivri. That's according to make that the correction. If you never got better, even if you left yourself some land, so you died. So that's what we kick in Rabbi Yochanan, the name Rabbi Yochanan's classic statement. Also, they made the words, the verbal statement of Shchemira, Kibari, sorry, like a healthy man, Shekosav Anasin, who wrote down the matter and delivered the matter. So therefore, Lamaisa, when you die with having retained some land, then we certainly say it's a Manas Shchemira. So only if you survive and retain some land, that we say also is a Manas Bari. Okay, that, I don't know if that was clear. But when you die, no matter how you gave the gift, it's a Manas Shchemira. Manas Shchemira meaning that you, even though you didn't write it down, you didn't make a kinyan, it's a valid transaction. When he survived, though, it's dichotomy whether he gave everything or away, in which case a grenade, or he only gave part away, he kept something for himself. Okay? So says Umara to the Mesuka Jechil Lechosov, a person who's in danger of dying. Did I skip? I did. I skipped a line. No, I did. I skipped. I what? No, I didn't. I mean, Loivri, although if he never got better, although the Marabi Yoshe 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 Marabi Benos and the Amanda Shlimira, who wrote and gave over. Like a well person who wrote and gave over. Those words didn't read it for. It's got to die of that disease. In other words, if he was dying of cancer, then ended up dying of a stroke instead, then it doesn't work that way. Okay? It's got to be that he died from that disease. Says Mar Mesukin Shlimira, Chosa Ben Bechobim. Yeah, no, I had that title. Yeah, I would say it's probably the case, yeah. I mean, of course it's the case. Mesuka shechir lichos ben b'chomim shabbos. A person who's in danger of dying, who distributed his property both whether on weekday, whether on Shabbos. Masha also, whatever he did is valid. However, if he's well, because of Shtar Chazok, he's got to write it down again to produce a transaction worthy of name. With money, with the document, with chazaka. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. It said, kind of off on a tangent, not just kind of. Nidma b'suffik biko. You became told me in an area which was a suffik, whether it's a biko or not. You know what a biko is? A biko is a field, and a field is considered in the summer to be rishus arabi because people walk there. In the winter, it's to be rishus ayachin because people don't walk there because stuff is growing. And therefore, in the field, it's shusarabim, it's sofek, too much shusarabim, it's sofek, tor. In the winter, it's sofek, too much shusayachid, sofek, too much shusayachid, it's feko. Tell me. We don't know what kind of field this is. Sofek, pikon. We don't know how it's classified. So, baymi mosacha, baymi mosacha, shusharmim. What its status is in the summer or in the winter is a machlokas in Meir Chomim, and it's a machlokas in Rav Pachir Meir Chomim. Now, Baal Yishoel, if you came to, this is according to our mayor, Baal Yishoel Mosachami, you came to ask about it during the summer. Then Yishoel Mosachami respond about the summertime, which means we look at it as a what? Surrounding him in your Torah, right? You came to ask during the winter, we look at it as the winter, and you are Tomei. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not always that way, by the way, it's Kuner Meir only. But only Yomim Asmul Shom, it's a day which is adjacent to the rain, which may well be of one type or the other. Says more Rabbi Ani Mishayim, Rabbi. Shame Rab, probably. Then Rab said, "Hashtore yada shtoros alat latachdoina. Whoever's holding out the document has a lower hand." I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan said, "Lo mesnisa." He is in our Mishnah. Kazla shchimera. Who omer shchimera? If he wrote as a shchimera, and he said he was a shchimera. You're right. Locus Shchimera, Vuomer Shchimera. He didn't write this. It wasn't written as a document of Shchimera, but he said it was a Shchimera. So in that case, who has to prove it? Locus Shchimera, the second to last line in the narrow lines of Israel. Look at the Shchimera of Uomer Shchimera, you see. Benjamin Boria, he says I'm a Shchimera, and they say he was well. So we said he has to bring a proof that he's Shchimera. Corner Meir, Chomi said, Motzul Chaver Lovarai. No, they have to prove that he was a. What does he claim he is? He says I'm a Shchimera, so they can bring a green egg. And they say he wasn't Shchimera, so he can't renege, right? He says he was Shchimera, so he can renege on the deal. They say he wasn't the Shchimera, so he can't renege on the deal, right? So now, we say about this, Rabbi Avishem Rav said, Yadar Shtoros HaTachtoinu. Whoever's only a document has the lower hand. Says Marmalei Rabbi Yochum Lamasis, is not a mission, lo kotzol HaShchimera, v'omer Shchimera. If he didn't write Shchimera, for Shchimera, and he says that he was a Shchimera. We said there. Hamotzi Yamichaber Lavaraya. They have to prove. Yeah, they have to prove that he was a Shrimira. So Yad Bashtar Tachtarna, they have the document saying that it was being given to them or sold to them. But they have to prove that it is a Shrimira in order for it to be a valid transaction. So the guy is only on the document. Here, Yad Bashtar Tachtarna, he has what? He has to prove. And since he has to prove, so therefore they have to prove seven that he actually was a Shrimira. Right?
He has a document.
Why is he? Yeah, he was. I'm sorry, they're not doing my mistake. They said that he was well healthy and should stand. No, they have the document. They want to say that he was healthy.
The document says that he was a
Shrimmer.
He wrote it. Did he write? How did he write the document?
No, it doesn't say
the Shrimmer. Oh, it's just a generic document.
Right. So, but the burden of proof is upon them, the possessors of the document, to prove that the document is a valid document.
So we believe the sick man that says that
right. Even though the star is in the other guy's hands.
The star didn't say anything about
Shumira. As a matter of fact, that's going to be a highly important point in a few lines. Okay? So we see from our Mishnah that we don't believe the guys on the star. So it's our Mishnah, really. So Vav Rabbi Yadi Makas Leverance, completed in several places in Shas. Normally, when Shlokish gets grumpy, the Rabbi Yadi is praising Rabbi Yochanan, but not here. Vav Rabbi Yadi Makas Leverance, he said, Rabbi Yochanan, such a gewaltig Talmud Chochem. It was obviously a Talmud at that point. Azolim Zon Mikitz, the money flows from his pockets. Beniah Yolizumiyah, Yolizumiyanechel, let the turn not depart from your eyes, etc., Vagoyim, etc. Chatol Yizomin Nechosi. So the certain individual, young man, bought property. Asa Uvdo Kukun Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef. And he sold property. And there was a document, of course, written about this. Now, this is before the other heirs of some of his estates split it up. So, this case came from Rabbi Yochanan. There were eight of them on this document. Mistama, the child who sold it, was actually an adult at the time. Otherwise, they wouldn't have signed the document, right? And therefore the property is valid, is properly sold. Rabbi Yochanan, no! We came at Shkibel of Lach or Nechosim Yishpo Mishpocha, since he had the temerity or the brazenness to get rid of family property, so of Lav Ibrahim, even though there's a document, he has got to bring a proof that he was of age to make that sale. Oymer! So the Gemara asks the question. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, the other starts Lo Yoina. Does Rabbi Yochanan say that since wherever there's a document, the possessor document, in this case the buyer, has a superior hand, then Rabbi Yochanan himself say at the top of the page that he found our mission, the Abal Star is Al Tachtoina. The Baal Star, the Gaius on the Star, has to prove the veracity of the information contained within the Star. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yasa, boy, come Rabbi Yochanan, what's the next word? Ma Berebi, the Rebbe Yoimer, Yabashtar Tachtona. Rabbi Yasa asked Rabbi Yochanan, what does our master hold? Berebi is honorific. The Rebbe, who was a student of Rebbe, say about Yabal Shara Tachtona. What do you have to do to say that? He said, "Divrei Hakol Yadar Shtoras Al Yoina." He said, "Everybody agrees that Yabal Shtar is Al Yoina. That he has the superior position. The guy is only on the star." Says Umale Veichatunov Atunov Mina. How do you say? If there's a document, we stumble, we assume the document was signed by a child who was of age already, right? Yet there's another perspective, which is Rabbi Yochanan's own perspective, which is that since he's coming to take apart the dismantle the estate by selling off the property, so the you said Mikemishkiva love lakra nachasimishbachal tapur the property from the family to another family, all of Iraya, even though he's the Baal Ashtar, he's gotta bring proof that it's a legitimate transaction. We see Abba Ashtar Tachtoina. So it's contradicts Rabbi Yochum. When do we see Abba Ashtar Tachtoina? When they say Abba Ashtar Eliyana. Somebody says, I didn't say this thing which is attributed to me. They attributed to me that I said that we stumbled and stumbled by Ben Das, which means the Yad Baal Shtar Yona. But Hagwash! I never said anything of this sort. Okay? It's an amazing concept. I don't know if we actually have Amoroyim usually dismissing or disowning things which are attributed to them, but that's what happened. He said, I hold the Abba Shtar Tachtoina. The Shtar is doing me any good. If it does, it's in another context. Okay? The Abba Shtar Tachtoina means that the guy who has the Shtar has to bring further documentation or prove the reliability of the Shtar. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Zeira, Kumi Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Zeira, Seir Rabbi Yasa. Rabbi Yochum wants to deny what he previously held. Strong language here is too. Rabbi Yochum is trying to weasel out of it. Wait a second, I make a mistake.
What did he say for?
No, I made a mistake. Oh, I got it backwards. Sorry. Rabbi Yochum wants Yabba Ashtar Yoina. And then they asked him, well, what about the little boy who sold where you said that the guy who has the document has got to prove the document is valid, that Yabal Shtar, which seems to be Yabal Shtar Tachtoina, my mistake. Rabbi Yochanan says Yabal Shtar Yoina. Aye, what about the case which seems to indicate Yabal Shtar Tachtoina? We said, Rabbi Yochanan said, I disown that case. I deny I ever said that. I never said such a thing. I always held the Abba Shtar Yoina. And that court says, even if Rabbi Yochum himself wants to deny, what's good with Rabbi Yana? Rabbi Yana said, Yad Bar Shtar Aloha. Tachtona. Right? So even though he himself denies it, what's it going to do with Rabbi Yana's statement? I remember Rabbi Yana on the top page, praise Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, I missed the guys who got to give the guy bring a proof that the guy was well, because Yabba Shtar Tachtoina. So we've got Rabbi Yochanan corner. He's trying to weasel out of it, but he cannot. Right? Says Marmalay Rabbi Yochanan said, well, I must see soon. Yochum said, look, you could ask me the same question for the Mishnah, not for Rabbi Yanai, right? El Chachamim Sheikh Rebbe, yes, but it's a machlokis. And it's Chachamim, all like Rebbe, old Yabar Shtar al Yoina. But, old Yabar Shtar al Ha Tachtoina. I old Yabar Shtar al Yoina. Let's talk about machlokis. Don't know, I'm a Tana, I participate in this machlokis. Says Marm Rebbe Yochum. Again, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan v'Lav Asisi El Chacham Yishayik Rabbi. Rabbi Yishayim Rab said Aloha Kremer. We're in there.
It's always Thursday night. It's a remarkable thing. You're more awake tonight than usually on Thursday night. Yeah, but so
Rabbi Yochanan said V'Lav Asisi El Chacham Yishayim Rabbi. Rabbi Yishayim Aloha Kremer. Was Kremer that the guys have to prove that he was a shchimer, that he was a boy when he gave the gift. The Mishnah should be the opposite of the way it's written. Shchitas chomim in our Mishnah should be the opposite of what it says about them in our Mishnah. So the chomim in our Mishnah said that they have to bring the proof. Really, they show that he has to bring the proof. Okay, now. Mau, what is the word who can change here? Mau Raya is a new issue. What's the proof that you have to bring? He must be, so our mission says you have to bring proof. Chavaya Rav Ravaya, the older Chavaya said, Omur Edim, you have to bring witnesses. Once you have witnesses, witnesses prove whether he was well or sick when he made the tzavu, when he gave the commands. Whereas Chavaya Ziraya Amrei, the younger crowd of the Beis Meir said, Ein Edim Klum. Ain't Adam, they're money. The wooden headmoney's out there, Israel changes it, puts it in as well. There are Adam are not believed. Says, well, what? Kumplige, El Al Adam, do we ever argue on anything other than the basis of Adam? In other words, Adam are everything. I can say Adam are no proof. I'm Rabbi Achun, the son of Rabbi Achun, I would say, Gavad Gachap, he says, you know what the guy says? He says, look, I told you, how can I believe you? You're the Adam who say, I wrote it when I was, you wrote when I was Bari. But Kevacha Mighty Lochem Lichtov Shkimirov, a woke Saftim, Shkorimatem. That's exactly the point, whether you're valid witnesses or not. I claim that you're liars. That I told you to write, I was Shkimirov, and you didn't write it. So therefore, even though Edom are normally reliable, that's true where the Edom are not the question under discussion. But here, since the Edom are a question under discussion, so therefore the Chevraya Zichaya, the younger set of rabbis in the Beis Medrash, they held that Edom are not valid proof in this case. So Gevalda Gechab, in other words, the distinction of the Chevraya Zichaya, the old rabbis, they thought Edom are everything, but the young rabbis, they saw Adim are not necessarily everything, depending on when they're the topic of discussion or not. Yes.
But he's no Yavidovar, so
are they. So are the witnesses. Well, they want to sustain what they said. If they slipped up this.
They were just witnesses.
Yeah! They but they don't want people to think that they're untrustworthy, non trustworthy people. So they have a vested interest as well.
So that could be continued throughout all of
Sanhedrin. It could! And Echonami, if the Edom are going to be in a compromising position, then in Echonami they might lose their status as the ultimate proof, as what they normally have in Judaism. Okay, so the bottom line is that the Rabbi Yochanan normally holds Yad Baal Shara Tachtoina, even though we find Chachamim who argue, but nevertheless, Derech Klal Yad Baal Shara Tachtoina, he's got to bring evidence as to the full and complete veracity of his documents. Once he has that evidence, of course, Adam Shtar is the bell for almost the same like Adam, but you have to conquer that initial hurdle of overcoming any potential ambiguity and question about the document.
Theoretically, could the
Shtar
be written without
Adam? No, I mean, it could, but then it would. Who's going to? Somebody has to stain it. Yeah, it's just a piece of paper, it's not a Shtar.
So, the Adam. Around the people, the person that has the shtar, the Edom are around, or they just have the signature of the Edom on the shtar?
It sounds like the Edom are around.
Yeah.
And even though then the guy who says it was Shkimirah contends that they're, they'd be dismissed.
It disturbs me because, I mean, in a murder case, the Edom say, Reuben killed Shimon. Reuben could say, I don't believe you're liars.
You can't say that there. You can't say, I told you that I'm not. I told you to record the fact that I'm not going to murder him. That's question Metzius, right? Here it's specifically a question of carrying out orders which were not Metzius orders. That's why it's an issue. I'm a chayav nechos of Alpiv. If someone's distributing his property as he's dying, whether he's well or whether he's dangerous, the chasim sheishlam achrayas property with real estate nicknam kesser star chazok, you must have kesser star chazok in order to buy it. You know kesser star chazok, in other words, he doesn't know the man the shkimira, he also knows such thing basically. Sheishlam achrayas, if it's real estate, it's needs money, shtar and chazoka. If it's not real estate, any klim shirk, you have to pull it. Rambam they said, how can you say this? We know that there's always man the shchimer. They said, ma'aseh b'imah shel bnei Rechel. It's a case with the mother of the children of Rechel. I don't know if her name was Rechel or her husband's. But Shai Zuchelish was sick. Ramesh said, Tinasa Kivinti Leviti, let my hat go to my daughter. Libeshneva Sarmana, the hat which is worth $12 or $1,200. Yakima Chom Israel Chom sustained her statement, even though she didn't write it down and didn't make a Kenyan. So you see, man, the Shchemiah works. Ramesh said, B'nei Roichel, they're all evildoers. Tik Brain Iman, let their mother bury them. She actually was dying, but let her bury them. So they meant to this. So he said, that's no proof. And then we're just going to expound that a little bit. And says, my Akadu, now this is really not relevant to our Sugi, it's relevant to Sugi Kiddush about Kenyan Agav. But it's brought in here, the Agav, Erech Agav, it's brought down here. Akadu Mashiach Kakos Medali Mokam Echad. If the land and the objects be brought together with the land in one place, you know, that's called Svurin in the Bavli, the objects on top of the land, that it works. What I heard about how your karkos mokam echad, the land was one weird place, mutalti mokam acher, and the mutalti were another place. Rabun said, Yishmini medot, so that from here. Amalei Rabbi Lezer said to them, to the Chachomim, that Rabbi Lezer one holds there's no such thing as matna shchimira. Maise b'mechoyne, he says the maise, we have this back in the Yushami summer, Kiddushin Peah. Maise b'mechoyne, he said maise with a guy from Meiron. A lot of money, a lot of proper objects, and he was dying. Ubikim Vakish Lukakim wanted to distribute them. Armelos, they said, I don't know if he actually was dying. And wanted to distribute it. So Armelos said, the only way to do this is by buying land and doing Kiryat Agav. He went and bought a certain stone adjacent to Yerushalayim. Army said, "Kentzi had spotted the north side of the stone, and he knows to the point I give the stone. So, Vimomi had stone together with 100 sheep, and 100 barrels of wine. The Kentzi had claimed the south side, and he knows to the point I give the stone. So, he made a chavishan with 100 barrels of oil. Who bought mice and made a chalami? This mice came from a chalami." So the chemo is for you're not going to daven here. Okay, the chemo is for it, and they sustained his what he did as a bowed sale. So you see, the Kenyan Agav does not require that the property be that the objects be sitting atop the property. Why? Because he just bought a stone. He didn't put 100 sheep on the stone, right? Rechia said for Ramana, for Lo Shchimira, who anyway, he was a Shchimira. But it has nothing to do with Kiryat Agav, not Kiryat Agav. He was dying, Taka. I forgot, it is here explicitly. He was a Shchimira. Well, Vehoraya, what's the proof? Shlupisha Bechomakom, whoever, Ein Odom, Mizakil, Mekzav. First of all, he can make Kiryat by writing something down. The Koran, here, Afilu Bidvarim, here he was even Baalpeh. The Bishop Bechomak buys something which we didn't address. That's what I wanted to say before, and I forgot what I was going to say. It's not so pleasant. How you can make a mistake between a Matna Shchimira and a Matna Zbori? It's a very difficult mistake to make, because Matna Shchimira, you don't write any Lashon of Kinyan, you don't give over Shtar. The moment you wrote a Lashon of Kinyan, you gave over Shtar, it becomes a Matna Zbori. So we had cases back here, we had a dispute. What did he mean, Bori, and mean Shchimira? It's not so poshut to conceive of such a case. It's being very artfully designed to be very ambiguous that a document is written in a way that at the same time it might serve as a matnas bari, yet at the same time it might serve as a matnas shchimira. It might be considered to be quote unquote baalpeh. It might be considered as a document b'ksav. So obviously there is ambiguity which can be built in, which would make it a question as to whether it's a matnas shchimira or a matnas bari. But most times, 9 times out of 10, it'll be clear when, 99 times out of 100, whether the gift was meant to be the gift of a well individual, or the gift was meant to be the gift of a dying individual. Well, for his well.
Can't you say, I have a sound mind, but there's a very sick body?
You can say that, but it doesn't say in the document. The question is what the document says, okay? That's what you should know. He probably did say it. That's what he did. I said before to the aim, you guys are liars, because I said I'm a sick person, right? Okay, so that's why it's an ambiguous document. I'm so sad. So again, here it's beginning about, here it's clear shimmers, was of the Kinyagam. Shukom kamen al sake ad shiei kakos from tali mokam echad. And also, he said, Always kinyanagav requires the land and the object in the same place. The Kohen here, I feel karkos mokam echem, atali mokam acher. So Rabbi Chiya clearly holds kinyanagav has to be everything atop the other thing. Amar Lezer said, v'lo Rabbi Lezer, how can you say it's a man neshchimira? It's going on Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold a man neshchimira. So I said, Rabbi Lezer doesn't man neshchimira. I must hold the works because of kinyanagav. And he must hold kinyanagav works, even if the objects are not literally atop the land. Says Mar, somebody was not aware of this. Somebody asked Rabbi Chani asked Rabbi Mara, Shani Shrimira, the Rabbi Lezer, Kibbutz Rabbana, Shrimira, Kibbutz Rabbi Lezer is like the well person of the rabbi, is that true? Amalisa said, yeah, Shrimira, the Rabbi Lezer, Kibbutz Rabbana. It's not true. Tam Tibbutz Rabbana, Rabbi Kibbutz Rabbana, Koshu. Now, this is trying to bring another proof. The kinyanagav doesn't require tzvurim b'soch because there's any small parts of land will do. Rabbi Matanya, Rabbi said, no proof. Departed mokum shibolos achos and my goal is tzvunabo. Could be even, yes, a sliver of land the size of a kernel of grain, but it could be there's a pearl in it. So the kinyanagav could have to do with the pearl, not with anything off the land. Okay, what was wrong with Bnei Reichel? Why was he upset in the Mishnah? He said, "Let Bnei Reichel nation, their mother should bury them." I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda. Elohei Arotz Kali was looking for an excuse to curse them. Bishem Zoran Kurkumim Kenkos used to plant saffron in their vineyards and grow kilayim. So therefore, he was utterly upset and disgusted with them. Okay, nothing to do with Shchimir or not Shchimir. Chaim Yechon says, "B'Shabbos, if you're okay, B'Shchimira can make an oral transaction on Shabbos. They shouldn't be able to because it can't write. I will lo b'chol, but not on a weekday. Why? Because let him write it down. Then give the latitude of the Shchimira on a weekday. Shomer B'Shabbos Amru, on Shabbos they said he can make a kinyan through the Shchimira. Chaim Yechon b'chol certainly on a weekday can do it, but you can make a kinyan on Shabbos. You can certainly make a kinyan on a weekday." Kitz was simply zoning the kodesh and zoning the gadol. The Tanakamos Shmona Shchemer only works for a minor, not for an adult. Shulamir the Kotarom, but they said it works for a minor. Kabbal Kamil God certainly works for an adult. He's Tanya Tanya Me'achin. Those who learn, they switch around the shittas. Who held what in our Mishnah? Chacham and Rabbi Yeshua. The Shemalevi Ma'akim Asis with the made a Mishnah and will learn our Mishnah. Ima Shabbos. Some of it works on Shabbos. Kabbal Kamil Bechol. It certainly works on a weekday. That the Shabbos it said Ma'ale Shchemira certainly works on a weekday as well. Basically, the way we translate. He said also on the same about Kohen Gadol that those who change who holds what. He said I'm Bichlin. Rishon Leim Arkinim Asis the word of the Mishnah in the Katan Amru that it works Kav Bchorim of the Dol certainly works by adult as well. Okay, Halacha Tes is just finished there. Love Abai, so love Alobi. The house fell on him and on his father. Or love Abai, Meshav, a person, and our people are going to bequeath them of some other sort. Abai, so love Ksuba, Sisha, he owed money. Ksuba, Abai, Chov, and he had debtors, and his father had debtors, right? Heirs of the father say, Omri, my Ben mates Mishon. The son died first, so the father inherited, and it goes to us. Chagam Eitzahot, and then the father died only afterwards. So we get it because the father got it second. Ubalei Chomrim, nobody knows exactly what happened. They're just claiming this. The debtors of the son, they say, Av Meitz Rishon, the father died first. Chagam Eitzahot, and then the son dies, and therefore we should get the assets. Bishamri says, we can't okay first Yachloku. We divide it up 50-50. Whatever the father possessed before the roof fell, that's the father's estate. Whatever the son possessed before the roof fell, that's the brother's estate. With the son's estate, we don't divide it up equally. Similarly, the house fell on him and his wife. Yoshibalomi, the heirs of the husband say, Isha made some Isha, first she died, Chaka made some Baal, and then the husband died, so everything went to the husband, and therefore goes all to us. And the heirs of the wife say, Habal Meis Rishon, the husband died. First the Chagam Meis Rishon, then the wife died. Bishamri Yelchoku, Bishamri says, in the Vayrach, because the Kiron No died first. Bishamri Yelchoku, Chosen, Bechazkosen, whoever retained ownership before, has ownership now. Ksuba Bechazkos Yoshe Habal, and therefore, the ksuva, which the husband is holding on to because he hadn't paid it, or he goes to his heirs, the dowry, which she brought in and she used, that goes to her father and or his heirs. If the house falls on him and his mother, and they're both after there's no father anymore, in that case, but Shammai may still agree that you divided up 50-50, because in this case, since they're both coming to an end, since really he's coming to inherit his mother and he is the sole heir, so basically there are no distinctions into who's going to inherit, whether the mother comes first or the son comes first, there are distinctions. I'm not sure. I tried to figure out why Basil doesn't argue here. I really couldn't figure out Basil's main motion. For some reason, Basil doesn't argue in this case, and I can't figure out exactly why. Rekiva said also in this case, I argue in this case. Basil's not going to argue. I'm not going to argue. So in any event, I can't figure out exactly why Basil didn't argue. Rekiva argues. Benazek got upset, Rekiva says, I'll chalukim on a mitzvah. We're upset that the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue in the first cases. So in this case, they finally agreed. El Shabbosah Chloklis and Shav. In this case, where they finally agreed, you want to make a machlokas? What kind of stuff necessary? Keep it the way it was. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. The reason why I didn't work so hard to figure out this Mishnah is because the Gemara doesn't address it at all. Otherwise, this is a historical note. Well, how could Ben Azai critique Rabbi Akiva? I was much younger than Akiva. So Samarish Ben Azai, Talmud Chaver, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He was a Chaver and a Talmud. When the Bible is called Talmud Chaver. It's a Mishnah's Talmud, then he became a Chaver, and then he could critique Rabbi Akiva.